In March 1996, the United Nations General Assembly declared the 21st of November World Television Day. According to UN officials, the dedication recognizes the role television has played in bringing world attention to conflicts and threats to peace and security, and its potential to raise the profile of other major concerns, especially economic, social, and health-related issues. Television flickered to life in the 1920s. Over the second half of the 20th century, those flickering images strengthened and grew until TV became the most widely used telecommunication medium for news and entertainment, reaching into every corner of the globe.
Television does not require literacy and presents information in audiovisual form, which does not require any specific skills for comprehension.
UNESCO's Assistant Director General, Yanis Garklins, says World Television Day celebrates the influence and impact of TV.
This day allows people to underscore the power of television communications, its role in sharpening the focus of many of the world's major challenges, would be world economy, would be social or cultural development, would be good governance or freedom of expression. We can also note the increased impact of television on all societies, but especially in developing world. We're enabling environment for television emissions, and the television industry are under development.
Over the past 50 years, he notes, television helped spread new social ideas, especially in developing countries.
For instance, in Africa, television shaped the society's shift towards post-colonial independence, political pluralism, economic liberalization. If we look closer in the history, in late 80s, beginning of 90s, in Eastern Europe, television shaped the shift towards democracies in that part of the world.
Garklins says television has been especially effective at mobilizing the world for different causes.
For instance, campaigns for fight against HIV and AIDS, campaigns to collect funds for actions against poverty, in favor of education, cultural diversity. The combination of sound and image means that television has had a great chance of representing the diversity of our cultural expressions and foster intercultural dialogue by visual and audio means to clearly show the differences existing around the world. In this sense, television brought people of the world closer together, presenting us with the opportunities to see the differences and see diversity in unity, if I may say.
And with new technologies, Yanis Garklins expects television to continue to evolve and impact our lives.
The world becomes a big network, and television is part of this network society. Television certainly is moving already, and increasingly will move to mobile devices, and all this will complement existing technological platforms like satellite television and cable television. So I think that this convergence will increase impact of television on the development of democracy and will continue to provide a space for citizen participation. And clearly, television will continue to play its crucial role in disseminating information in the increasingly dynamic world we're living in.
Television came and has now almost gone, and in 50 years' time, the form in which we have been used to it, it will have disappeared altogether, and that age of mass communication has, of course, now more or less come to an end.
Anthony Smith, author of Television and International History, says people don't rely on TV today the same way they did in the 1950s and 60s.
They have so many other distractions. And, of course, you have to realize, I think, that a lot of people use their screens now for pornography, for shopping, for reasons other than what we normally take to be entertainment. It's a source of information, but it's a very thin information. And I think most people who are seriously interested in what's going on in the world will consult websites and one or two of the surviving good newspapers. But of course, many fewer people will choose to watch it, and they will be getting their narratives, their stories, from a much wider variety of sources than the thing we have for the last 50, 60 years called television.
Smith notes that a growing number of people around the world are not just media consumers. They create and send their own video, audio, and text to each other. In such a busy communication environment, he says, television's role is being constantly redefined as we discover new ways to create and distribute information. Something to think about on World Television Day. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.